Former Panthers head coach Ron Rivera was back in Charlotte on Saturday to clear out his closets. Panthers fans and the Humane Society were happy he decided to do so. WFAE's Jody Vallade has more on why.
How much stuff do you accumulate over 9 years? Everyday life has a way of throwing lots of papers, knickknacks, and clothing at us over time. It adds up. Now imagine you're an NFL head coach who gets lots of free t-shirts, jackets, and shoes, all with the team logo on them. After 9 years, it really adds up. Which is why Ron Rivera decided to have a yard sale Saturday.
There's a lot of stuff. I mean, we accumulated 9 years of it.
The former Panthers head coach was hired by the Washington Redskins after spending 9 seasons in Charlotte. And he doesn't have much need for his Panthers blue gear anymore. So he decided to sell most of it, with the proceeds going to the Humane Society of Charlotte. That's an organization he supported during his time in the city, and where he adopted one of his dogs, Sierra. 3,000 people showed up just for a chance to snag one of more than 1,000 items Rivera and his wife Stephanie donated. Rivera said he was happy to give a range of items that went for $5 to more than $200 each. Former linebacker Luke Kuechly and tight end Greg Olsen also donated personal items to be sold.
We got a couple of things from our London trip. We got a couple of things from Super Bowl 50 and a couple of my t-shirts that I wore personally that I got from Cam and then the one I got from Greg Olsen as well. They're over there and I think they're pretty unique items.
Stephanie Rivera said she had the idea for the yard sale when the wife of Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid told her they raised almost $30,000 with a similar event when they moved from Philadelphia after 13 years there.
She said, don't just throw it away. Give it to a charity and let them have a yard sale. So I said, I think I know exactly who can benefit from this. And so we decided, you know, Humane Society is the place to be.
The Humane Society is in the final push to raise $15 million for a new facility. And they raised $30,257 Saturday toward that, as the line of people for Rivera's discarded stuff stretched down the road. Chris Leppard drove 3 hours from Franklin, North Carolina, hoping that he might find a jacket that Rivera wore during the NFC Championship game in 2016. He was one of the first people in line and spied exactly what he was looking for. It cost $150, but it was worth it.
It was just something that kind of was on my radar, hoping it was here and just kind of remind me of that season when they went to the Super Bowls.
Donna Stucker is Humane Society of Charlotte's Vice President of Philanthropy and worked to set up the event in just a two-week span.
When Coach and Stephanie walked in, they said, wow, we really didn't realize how much we gave you. And I said, is it weird to see your stuff just hanging around here? And they said, yeah, it's really interesting. They really didn't realize how much they accumulated. But I guess that goes for most of us, right? When you move, you realize how much you have.
Ron and Stephanie Rivera were happy to have a chance to give back to the community that embraced them for 9 years.
The community's been so good to us. We wanted to, you know, make sure we gave back and gave back as many ways as we could.
They also wanted to clear out 9 years' worth of stuff. For WFAE News, I'm Jody Vallade.